Chapter 9, Holiday Favorites. I collected cookbooks whenever I found a new or interesting one. This recipe is from an Italian cookbook. It is the best cookie recipe for decorating by small children. The cookies are sturdy enough to not break easily. Aunt Lena's cookies ingredients. 3 C flour. 3 teaspoons baking powder. 2 eggs. 1/2 C shortening. 1/2 C sugar. 1/4 C milk. 1/2 a teaspoon cinnamon. Directions: blend shortening with sugar, add eggs one at a time, beating each addition well. Sift flour with baking powder and cinnamon, add to shortening sugar egg mix alternating with milk. I use soy milk and it works just fine. Dough will be stiff, roll out dough to 1/8 of an inch thick. Use cookie cutters or cut into diamond shapes. Bake at 350 degrees for 15 minutes or until light brown. Let cool thoroughly. Frost with prepared icing or powdered sugar/milk frosting. Decorate with candied cherries, sprinkles, coconut, or red hot candies. This is quite easy and a great stopgap for sudden potlucks. Stuffed dates. Deglet Nor or medjool dates. Remove pits, slice open slightly. Fill with creamy peanut butter and roll in sugar. That's it. It is easy to put together and can be a great quick dessert. Like all housewives, I'm always on the lookout for new recipes. I am fond of basic recipes that can be dressed up various ways. Basic recipe for cookies ingredients. 1 C flour. 1/2 a teaspoon salt. 1/2 a teaspoon baking soda. 1/2 C soft butter or margarine. 6 tablespoons sugar. 6 tablespoons firmly packed brown sugar. 1/2 a teaspoon vanilla. 1 egg. Add 1 C chocolate chips, 1/2 C chopped nuts. Directions: cream butter and sugars, add egg, vanilla and flour, add chocolate chips and nuts. My son didn't like nuts in anything, so I always substituted raisins drop by teaspoonful on ungreased cookie sheet. Bake at 375 degrees for 8 to 9 minutes or until light brown. Cool 1 minute, remove from cookie sheet. Leave plain or frost as desired. I've made these cookies with no chocolate chips, substituted chopped candied fruit, coconut, peanut butter chips or white chocolate chunks. Basic recipe for bars. Use above recipe spread in ungreased 13 by 9 inches pan, bake 12 to 15 minutes. Cool, cut into bars. Other additions: chopped dates in lieu of chocolate chips and nuts, pine nuts or blueberries. This section would not be complete without Mary Morgan salad. I got this recipe from a neighbor of my sister's in California. There is a Mary Morgan salad on the internet, but it isn't this one. It's a must-have salad for Thanksgiving but morphed into a have-to-have for Christmas also. I don't think Easter or Valentine's Day has seen this, but it could easily fit right in with those menus. Mary Morgan salad ingredients. 1 large box lime jello, sugar-free is okay but regular jello is best. 1 large PKG cream cheese or Neufchâtel. 1 C boiling water. 1 C crushed pineapple, drained. 1/2 C chopped celery. 1 C heavy cream, whipped. Directions: cream the jello and cream cheese together, making sure all the powdered jello is incorporated into the cream cheese. Add the boiling water and stir until there are no lumps of cream cheese and jello. Add the drained pineapple and chopped celery. Refrigerate about an hour. I use a metal bowl, so the mixture is soupy but not set. Whip the cream into stiff peaks. Fold the whipped cream gently into the jello mixture, making sure all the whipped cream is mixed well. Pour the mixture into a jello mold or bowl for the table. Refrigerate until mixture is set. Unmold mixture onto a plate or place bowl on the table with a serving spoon. Other holiday favorites are in other sections of the book. I always fixed plates of cookies and goodies to give to the neighbors on Christmas Eve. I still do, but I usually include a new recipe every year. Without exception, stuffed dates, date cakes, Aunt Lena's cookies and candy canes are essential for Christmas giveaways. I have also included chocolate chip cookies, and one year a rather lame attempt at divinity was added. Jim sometimes makes fruitcake. I am not a fan of fruitcake and have never made it, but Jim's is good and not as heavy as most that I've tried. I'm not including his recipe, but you can ask him for the recipe if you're interested.